Fred Krueger, and I'm here to say that I like killing kids the Elm Street way. In their sleep, that's right, I'm a dream demon. With my finger knives, now we're having some fun. So sit back, chat, now that you know the cinch, turn up the volume and welcome to primetime, bitch.
I'm a bullet, I'm a missile, I'm a rocket to the moon. I'm a bullet, I'm a missile, I'm a rocket to the moon. I'm a bullet, missile, rocket,
bullet, missile, rocket,
bullet, missile, rocket.
I dropped my headphones.
Spike the sound. It's perfect.
Yeah, we'll see how that works in audio.
I'm hyped.
Me too.
I think that's... I'm
ready to
light-headed.
Go. Welcome to Primetime Bitch, a Freddy's Nightmares podcast. I'm Brandon Windisch.
I'm Jack Holloway.
And in this podcast, we watch every single episode of Freddy's Nightmares, the greatest television show ever made.
So that you do have to. You guys, it's getting better. Are we losing our minds? Or, right off the bat, I don't know if you want to jump right into it. Brandon, I like this show.
Me too.
I'm scared to say that.
It's so funny because I think when we started the show, which was just two episodes ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
We were like, ooh.
Oh, what are we doing?
Something's going on. Like, this is the most charming, wonderful show.
Yes.
And without going too deep into it, what I'm realizing is that this show has things in it that I never knew I wanted to see.
Yes, yes.
And I cannot wait to talk about some of those things because, dude, there were moments last night when I watched this episode where I was screaming with pleasure.
I lost my mind. There are times when I think, have I gone insane?
And I mean, what is it like? I can only imagine, like, there are so many shows out that people love now, like so many TV shows that are like so top quality, whatever you want to call them, like premier prestige. Fuck that shit.
Give me trash and give me
this.
Give
is
Freddy out of the fryer. Now that was another episode, but give me that.
Give me Freddy popping out of a deep fryer, deep fried Freddy
all day. I didn't know I needed this.
Well, it does, Jack. It does get better and better for
it
me.
Does. Would you? I mean, not to get too far into it. Would you say things are improving? Would you say this episode might have even topped? We don't have to jump. We don't have to jump ahead.
I'll tell you that my attitude toward the show has complete. Like I've all now.
Yes.
And by the way, for those of you who have never listened to an episode of the show before, Jack and I love Freddy Krueger.
Absolutely.
But we have a blind spot, much like Fred has a bald spot. And that is this series, because it's never been readily available until very recently, thanks to Screambox
for a moment,
and also Tubi.
Tubi.
And we decided to just start watching the show because we'd only seen, well, Jack, you've never seen any. That's not true.
I saw, I remember seeing it in the
as
original run as a kid at a sleepover. And I was like,
that's right,
Freddy. And it was very confusing and strange.
Right.
It's like, what's going on here?
And so when we started the show, we were just, at first, I remember we both were kind of like, and this was, again, this was just two episodes ago.
Not
where
long.
We were like, we've got 44. This is going to be
a slog.
A slog. This is going to be interesting. And dude, I don't know.
Maybe the real Freddy's Nightmares, the friends we made along the way.
Yay! So
I still don't quite know what Freddy's Nightmares are, but you know what? I don't
think the show does either, and that's okay.
It's like we don't need to know what's inside the briefcase.
Well,
it's
Jack, if my hope is that by the end of this series run of Freddy's Nightmares, that we will know, in fact, what Freddy's Nightmares are. That is the goal.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
We got it. I like this.
So we also have a few other hopes and dreams. We hope that these episodes become somehow interconnected, or that they pick up strands that were left kind of dangling in prior episodes.
They've introduced, last time we had, we never found out what happened to our,
Laura Park Lincoln's.
Laura Park Lincoln, yeah.
Her parents, why are they dead ghosts?
They're dead ghosts, and then she screams, and then we're
yeah,
gone.
We don't know
it's
why.
Like, I want to know. And it's gonna get fun. I think
it's already fun.
They're doing, I brought this up last time.
Yeah.
They are doing this thing. I like it a lot, where it is two stories, but you split the characters at the middle. You know, last time we started in the fast food with the boyfriend, and then we went the gunshot, the horn honk, and then we went to the emergency room with Lar Park Lincoln.
Yeah,
this one we're keeping that up. I'm like, this is really, it's an interesting way to tell.
I love it because part of the fun is guessing. By the way, again, we'll talk at it when we get in there, but like, who is going to be the main character of the next episode? Because they always introduce them earlier. And by episode, again, let me clarify, we're talking about episode within the episode.
Yes, yes.
The two-parter.
Yeah.
So part one is one character, part two is another. We never know which one it's going to be.
Who are we following?
Now, I will tell you this, and here, all right. Mm. I talked about this before, because, and I guess it's important. This will be maybe the last time I do it, but I have the only episodes of Freddy's Nightmares I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Were included on a Freddy Collection Blu-ray set. It was part of the special extra features disc, and it had two episodes on it. And it had, the episodes were, It's a Wonderful Life, It's a Miserable Life,
okay,
and Killer Instinct. Now, here's the deal, dude. I realized this, finally, after watching this episode, Killer Instinct, last night. They did it as two episodes, two 22-minute episodes. So episode one was just the
Beefy
Boy story. And then their second story was this Lori Petty story, Killer Instinct.
What?
And so I remember seeing those and being like, huh? And you're just kind of like, that's it? So that's the end of the...
Crazy.
That's the end of the...
So the one episode ends with gunshot, horn honk?
And Laura Parkling getting shot. Wow. And then this episode ended the way this episode ends, which is pretty wild.
I genuinely was like, what is happening?
I know. So it always confused me. But all right, that's our general thoughts, right? Awesome. Like, let's get those out of the way here. I think let's just get into this fucking thing, because I'm bursting at the seams. And let's took dive. Me everything. I texted Jack last night. Or no, it was this morning.
Yeah.
I had a text like lined up to send to you last night after I watched it, and then I was like, I can't. Like, so today I sent you. You I just sent him a text that just said, "Killer Instinct." Like, that was it. Because I didn't like. I'm bursting at the seams to talk about
this
episode.
I'm very excited.
Well, first of all, let's read the Tubi.
I like this a lot. That we go Tubi. Brevity is the soul of wit. Now, I will say, this is better than last time's, but Tubi's description is two girls find a crystal pendant that soon causes problems. That is, putting it lightly.
I mean,
Tubi, you are underselling
it.
What was the last one? A surgeon scares his girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, it was the two. It was
a teen is haunted by a ghost
bike.
By
a ghostly bike.
A ghostly
surgeon scares his girlfriend. I was like, neither of those are accurate.
Okay.
So we had not accurate. And this one's like, these girls find a pendant and some weird stuff happens.
Technically,
like,
this happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate. But you're underselling it a little bit.
Yeah, which I love. Like, I love how vague it is. Again, so I never know what I'm going to get with this thing.
Yeah.
I want to just say this, though, too, because I got to watch the incredible Freddy's Nightmares intro again.
Yes.
Again, that option to skip it came up.
You can get rid of that button.
Yeah, just
I won't
delete
be using
it.
It. Won't be
I
using
will always
it.
Watch this.
Yes.
And in addition to the fact that there are like these overlays of people screaming, and the third guy is like the funniest one.
He is great.
Okay. I noticed something else. And it's like, it was like a blink and you'll miss it. And What is it? What do you think?
I wrote this down for last time, and I always gravitate anytime there is a newspaper article. Mm-hmm.
This isn't what I have.
Oh, nice.
I
naturally
great.
Anytime that there is I don't want to flashback too far. Anytime there's a made up prop text, whether it be a page, a newspaper, I always go, "What's the stuff that's not the focus?"
Yeah,
because I want to see. Did the prop master go, "Well, I'm going to make up the story that nobody's ever going to read"? I believe it's Bingo Fever in the corner. You know, so when give it a shot, and I might be wrong. But on the newspaper, it, you know, it has the big title. I think Freddy Krueger caught, child killer caught,
yeah.
something like, look here. But in the court, it's like, ah, bingo fever spreads.
Bingo fever.
I think it's something bingo related.
That's incredible.
Really quickly, I forgot to bring this up last time. Do you remember in It's a Miserable Life where the kid gets shot, the yearbook? One of the kids, I think his name was Garrett Robinson, and they all, you know, they had their little aspirations.
Yeah.
You know, our main hero was like to leave Springwood, which
is
beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You
that's
know.
What it was, yeah.
His was to be the town milkman. I was like, that's a lovely, I want to know Garrett Robinson.
God, I hope that pays off, Jack.
Oh, shit. There's a fucking milkman episode I'm in. I will lose my shit.
Oh, my God, please.
Yeah,
God.
Top. If you're looking, top left corner, I couldn't make out the first name, but the last name I think is Robinson. And yeah, it's to be the town milkman.
Well, now I got to watch that episode again.
Dude, it's time for a rewatch. Oh, but I'm so sorry. I interrupted you. You were saying you caught something.
Okay, so they show the beginning, like, just random. It's really fast, like, these really quick images. And there was one image of, like, the town of Springwood. It's, like, a photo montage of, like, people in town. Mm-hmm. There was one image that was just a family. And in the foreground was, like, the, you know, the just out of high school son, maybe, like, 19, 20-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the family kind of gathered around, and they're all looking into the camera, and they're all holding candles, and not like really like long candles, like foot long candles.
I did.
And they're all smiling and looking straight into the camera.
Ooh, what? Who are these people?
I don't know. It's fucking weird.
If they show up in an episode, oh my God! It's a Freddy. They were on the cinematic universe. What if this show, Trailblazer? Just ahead of the curve.
Well, I will tell you that things are set up in this show and that they do pay off in the previous episodes and this one, that at first I was being snarky when I made a note and then I realized, oh, there's a reason for this. But I don't want to spoil.
Okay.
We'll leave it there. Okay, so we get into the episode and it's Lori Petty.
Yeah. We start off with a track and field. We're at Springwood High School. There's a we've got a little track and field. It's Lori Petty versus Yvette Nipar.
Is that her act? The real actor's name?
The characters. Lori Petty plays Chris Ketchum, which I love. I was
that's
God. A great
okay.
Ketchum. You got to Ketchum.
Yeah.
And that's her whole thing. And then Yvette is Nikki.
Reed.
Nikki Reed.
I remember that because I had to for something later on.
That's amazing. Yeah, Nikki. Nikki
also,
and
I think the name of a porn star from the 90s.
So I heard. We don't watch that film.
I'm not that old that I know porn shows from the 90s. she's a track runner. What did you do in did you ever play sports?
I did.
I
beautiful. I had a little question here. That's another fun part of the podcast. You might we have not rehearsed this. Believe it or not.
This is all written out. Every line is written out ahead of time. Don't let him fool you.
It's all scripted. It's all over wonderful actors. But yeah, I had the same thing. I said, "Brandon, you ever play sports growing up?"
So I didn't really play them growing up. I tried soccer, and the anxiety was too much for me.
Yeah.
And then I had fun once playing hockey.
Get out!
And
hockey!
Yeah, but all it was right. like street hockey. And that's about it. I was not a sportster at all. I went to a theater school, high school especially, in middle school. I would come up with every excuse to not have to dress out for P.E., I just didn't enjoy, I really didn't enjoy sports,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
Although maybe that's surprising to you because of how I am obviously built like a
golden god.
Yeah.
A
perfect sports specimen. I'm built like a trophy.
Brandon's doing the Heisman pose.
that's the name. I look exactly like Tom Heisman. I don't know. What about you? Did you ever play sports?
I did. I was big into baseball.
Okay.
Growing up, my dad was a minor league player, and then yeah, it was really fun. I started with T-ball, worked my way all the way up to high school ball. I got the old veteran story. I got injured in right as I was going to high school, broke my foot. rushed back in, and in doing so, because I wanted, like, oh, the All-Star game's coming up. I was a pitcher, and I threw my arm out. I've got a burnt out, the old rotator cuff. But the fun part is all throughout high school, I was like, oh, I don't fit in with the, I was never a jock. They'd be talking about, like, going, you know, with the ladies and all that. I'm like, hey, do you guys like comic books? Like, hello, everybody.
Who do you think would win in a fight between Namor and...
like, I think you should shut up.
Who do you think would win in a fight between my fist and your fucking face, you nerd?
They're like, those jocks are beating up another jock. Like, oh, actually, I'm not a jock.
Oh, technically.
I'm doing this because...
But no, hey, guys, who wants to quiz me on what Spider-Man's strength, intelligence, stamina, durability are from Marvel Series 2 trading cards?
Still have that. So do I still got the fucking box with everything. I have Spider-Man right now. He's on the top.
Yes.
I think he was like the second card or first
it
card.
Doesn't, he was always number one for mine.
For my,
I always
for my
kept
heart.
On the top.
He's number one. Yeah.
Before we got Marvel Madness, like, at, you know, like... I would.
Man, that would have come in real... I was thinking about the other day, Brandon, that had come in really handy when I was in middle
no
and high school.
No shit.
How cool would we have
oh
been?
Oh my God, we would have been crushing puss in fifth grade.
Oh God! Oh fuck, he fucking scared me again. For the listeners at home, Brandon has got a mannequin in his studio that scares me every single time
we
I'm in here.
We use it for lighting, just and to I- be clear, but just so... Like, so nobody makes fun
of me and beats me up.
Oh,
we have the mannequin in here for lighting tests. And
and he's a creepy, he's standing right behind me. And when I laughed with joy, I leaned back in my chair, and out of my peripheral, there was a horrifying man standing over me.
I'll take a picture of it with Jack.
Oh, here.
Terrifying.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
That'll go to our social media account, and everybody can see proof of this creepy thing that I have in the studio.
All
right, so you were a jock beating up the nerds like me.
I was the nerd.
yeah, and then I burned my shoulder out, burned my arm out, and then I stumbled into a drama class because they're like, it's an easy A. And I was like, oh, this stuff's fun, and I fit in with the weird drama rejects. It's like, I found my people.
Now, do you... I think I just burped. I hope that didn't come up in the mic. Jesus Christ, how rude. Now, do you... is it mutually exclusive?
Hmm.
Or can you... Do you... Okay, here's... Jesus Christ, fucking think, dude. Talk.
No, you're great. You're talking to me. Believe can me. You, there's going to be stuttering and stumbling over here. That's my specialty.
Do you like watching sports? Do you watch baseball?
Nothing against anybody that likes sports. I can't. Baseball is, I've always said, in my opinion, baseball is the most fun game to play, and it might be the most boring to watch. Now, I've been to Rays games, and it's fun, but the stuff that's fun is always going away from the game. And like,
oh, dude, right.
We're going to go pet manta race. Yeah. Like, well, this is cool. I love baseball.
I'm in the same boat. Like, I used to, when I lived in LA, I would go to the Dodgers games.
Oh, man.
And... It was cheap. It was like $6, $7 to get in. So, like, why not?
That's amazing.
And you
yeah.
have a hot dog and a soda. Perfect. And nobody was kidding. You just, like, smoke a joint, like, up at the top bleachers or whatever it was. It was awesome. And there's never anybody there. Mm-hmm. Or it was just a cool kind of experience. It's, like, one of my favorite visuals is, like, a old, not even, it doesn't have to be a country town, but like, could be anywhere, but I love that nighttime look with the bright lights
yes.
from a baseball field.
Gorgeous.
It's like one of my favorite Gorgeous. Things to see.
You hear that sweet ding of the bat.
Yes.
Oh,
and then you hear people cheer. Yeah. I love that. It's a very cozy feel for me that I could give a shit about the sport.
The one thing I love about baseball, it's one of the few sports that it truly is not over until it's over.
That's right.
You could be, I mean, if you're...
Which is like 8 hours later.
Jesus Christ. Baseball, pick it up, please.
Oh,
I love
God.
You, but you gotta pick it up. You know what? Games are moving a little bit faster.
Yeah,
nowadays.
I think they have to.
I think they're like, guys, we gotta
it's
get...
It's fucking boring. Nobody watches it. It's just like... That's why football has it figured out. They're like, here's how we can make this look awesome on camera.
Yep. Yep.
Because who gives a shit about going to the games? All right, so we were both track stars, just like Lori Petty.
Yes.
Close all those tabs.
We had our arch rival that we would always battle against.
Mm-hmm.
The memory.
The Slowpokes. The Kansas Slowpokes. What?
Don't, That'd be a great that we're playing the Slowpokes today, kids. Are they any good? No, they suck.
No, obviously they're not. Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
It was interesting watching this episode because I think I came around on it very quickly, but at first I was kind of like,
I did the same kind of thing.
And I don't know if it's Lori Petty, you know, or what. I don't know. I was just like not really that engaged immediately. I was just kind of like, she's racing a ghost. She's racing her mom, who's a ghost.
Yeah, her mom. She had an Olympic athlete mother who's just passed away. I'll get into it later. I want to interrupt you. But man, oh man, people at this school are fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
Because it's established that her mother just died. There's Nikki, the other girl, is just talking
trash.
Dude,
one of the best shit talks I've ever seen. She has a couple things she says. And they're like incredible. I'm like, that would probably work for me.
I'd get me psyched out.
Yeah.
Don't see a sweat. You're like, Jesus. Okay. Her mother just passed away. Take it easy.
The other one that she says is like, something along the lines of, how about this? Whoever wins gets your boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
And then she goes, she says one thing to the, like hints at one thing, which is like, although he's already into me.
Yeah.
Like, or we've already fucked. Yeah. She, like, says this thing that is so snarky. It's
Jesus.
So, like, I'm like, that would get under my skin. The hint that she just planted the seed. All right. We're getting ahead of ourselves already.
I love it.
But,
So they are Nikki and Chris, which I think are the only two track stars at this school.
I think you're right.
They only ever race each other, but man, oh man. Nikki establishes that Chris always wins. Lori Petty is always the winner, but she's like, today's the day. So they start, they're going, and Chris gets a flash of her poor lost mom and hears her mother's voice, starts losing gas, and sure enough, Nikki, for the first time ever, boom, wins the race. And
okay, so I had the pleasure last night of watching this with my lovely wife.
Oh, okay.
She stayed awake. We watched it together. And Kara is my wife. Kara is a very she was a jock.
Get out!
In using the terms that they use on this, she was a sports star in school. She was a state champion. Volleyball player.
Okay.
And her brother, my brother-in-law, was a baseball pitcher as well.
Get out.
And her father, my father-in-law, was the high school quarterback. So they were like, it's like the opposite of me. It's like a family of sports stars.
Do they bully you?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Stop it. I'm a grown man.
They do. And yeah, it's like... So Kara was always very competitive. Mm-hmm. She's still very active. She has a very active lifestyle, but she still got that competitive edge. She doesn't compete in anything. She still has that edge. So as soon as Lori Petty takes off running, Kara goes, damn, she's slow.
I don't want to talk trash, but I did notice, for the record, Lori Petty's a wonderful actor, not a good runner.
Slow as fuck, as Kara says. She is slow as fuck. No wonder she lost.
The thing about running is you want an economy of motion, and she runs with her whole head and neck.
Yes.
And the other girl actually runs really well. It's all contained and very level.
She's like a T-1000.
Yes.
Lori Petty is like
the Arnie.
A stop motion velociraptor. like a cartoon chicken.
Oh, yeah, she's got
so funny watching her run. I was like,
amazing.
Oh,
I love that. I love that you brought that
slow.
Up. I was like, I won't say anything. That's me. I was like, it's not me.
She's slow.
She's
she's slow.
She is no longer a bullet.
Yeah. So it gets into it right away with a shower scene.
We hit the shower scene.
Dude, shower scene. More like porno scene.
Good Lord.
Hello. There's some risque shit going on in the show, dude.
Yes. I think they're like, let's see how far we can just push this on.
You know how meticulously practiced that was. That girl drops her robe
just
in time to walk past the shower stall so that her right nipple cannot be seen on camera. Like, how many there's probably a lot of takes out there.
There's other cameras set up of
and then you got Lori Petty with her.
Three towels. I was like, you're using now. I fully under and I wrote this down.
Like,
I was
she's
like,
in a hotel.
They are three full size towels. One around the midriff, one draped across the shoulders to block any boobage. Yep. And then another one. I'm like, you took all the towels. Yeah. There's so many.
Yeah, there's like a water shortage.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so boy, oh boy. As I was starting to kind of go, I really need some Freddy Krueger, man. I literally wrote this note down. Right as I'm thinking that, she slams the locker in frustration. Lori Petty slams.
Coach Wilson just a very, very quick before that. Coach Wilson comes into the locker room. Coach Wilson, who I think might be the villain of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Again, a reminder. Coach Wilson comes up and says, hey, I know you just lost your mom, and I was great friends with your mother, and she loved you so much, and she wanted you to succeed, but you lost today, so you're off the team. Her mom just died, Brandon.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
And that's an adult going, yeah, I'm sorry. This is her. And according to the, I was like, hold on, let me make sure. That was her first. And she didn't even lose. They're just competing. Like, they're on the same school, right? So they would be like
they're
racing.
They're just running.
They're just running.
Yeah.
One loss, or one quote unquote loss. The first time Nikki won, you're off the team. Fuck you and your dead mother. So Jesus Christ. That's what it shook me. I was like, oh my God. Because also she did say, she comes up and starts really nice. She's like, you know, I was great friends with your mother and I.
She would have been disappointed.
She would have been disappointed. Running a Stand By Me? Or should have been you, Denny.
Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's just track. It's the sport that nobody even comes to. Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Okay, because she is so upset by that she slams the locker. But, dude, that's not all. She also air punches.
Oh, that's right.
Hilarious. But then that's when I'm like, oh, I wish I had Freddy. And guess what? Like, my fucking birthday wish came true.
Last time was out of the fryer. Where's Freddy coming from, Brandon?
So I was not expecting it. I wasn't. I was like, what are we doing here? Like, it's slow push into the dirty clothes cart. Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Laundry hamper.
The laundry hamper.
It's some kind of cloth.
Right. The hamper.
No,
Jack.
I don't know.
Yeah, I call it the dirty clothes cart.
Clothes cart? It should be called the clothes cart.
It's alliterative, at least.
Just put it in the clothes cart.
That's
probably what the English call it. Like, how they call it, like,
the clothes cart.
Put it in the bonnet. Put it in the boot. Yes, just throw that in the clothes cart.
it's pushing in. I'm starting to get a little antsy. Fucking Freddy Krueger's pops out. His claws stab the clothes cart, rip it. Real razor claws.
Beautiful.
And the camera pushes in, and who should appear but Freddy Krueger? Who does this bit? I don't know if you noticed, but when he did his cut, and cut the clothes cart and pops out, there was a piece of dangle right in front of his face. He notices it in time to say the line, grabs it, and pulls it daintily away from his face so he could deliver his line.
Lovely.
Like, so Robert Eklund working, because it's like, we only have one take. So he's a pro. He's not, he'll work with it. He's not going to be like unaware of it.
Oh no.
And ruin the take. He's going to be like, I'll work with it. It's better than nothing.
And Brett, did you happen to write the line down if you'd like to take it away?
Why don't you take it away, Jack?
Are you sure? Okay. And before we go, I love Not Bad, and the character's name is part of the line. Which,
yes.
I was like, oh, there. It's not just these like, burger. Like the last one, what was it? Have it my way.
Yeah, right.
It's like, what? But this one, he's like, if Chris is gonna win one for the Ripper, she'll need a little killer instinct, which is also the fucking title.
Ooh, it connects, Brandon.
I hit the ceiling. It's all I wanted. I was like, it felt like before the one-liners were like he didn't even know what the script was. They're just like, look, it's set in a fast food joint. Take this worm-covered burger and do something. This one, he dropped her name and then segue to the title.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like this beautiful. One was written. It was designed to be this way. It's obviously, nice. Freddy shows up to the set.
Yes!
You know, like, he's not just in a room somewhere.
He's hanging out in the girls' locker room.
Little dirty, pervy dirty Freddy. Taking a little look-see at all those titties.
I can't see anything in here.
Freddy Krueger, more like Freddy Boober.
Oh, I want to see him. I want to see him in there and just getting hit with towels left and right. He's like, all right, almost.
That would have been hilarious if they ended it with someone tossing a towel on his face, like in Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know karate? No, good. Throw the towel on his face.
Amazing.
So do you have any rewrites to that line?
I don't.
I think it's a pretty solid line.
I think it's kind of great. I thought about it. I was like, no, he drops the character, connects it with the title, and win one for the Gipper, win one for the Ripper. He did just rip on through. I was like, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Oh, that's what it was, a Gipper-Ripper reference?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Oh, I'm going to mess this up. I believe, forgive me, I'm only a jock in playing baseball. I believe the head coach for Notre Dame used to be something like someone the Gipper, and they would say win one for the Gipper.
Got it.
Like they lost their coach,
but
and
he's
say,
the Ripper.
Yes. Okay. So
he was
Gipper,
not
Ripper.
Referring to
that must have really been confusing
the
for
guy,
you. You're like, what
yeah.
the fuck? Win one for the Ripper.
Ripper.
What it, yeah, so
I thought he was referring to the guy that played guitar in John Stamos's band in Full House.
Ah, the Jesse and the Ripper. Yes. Have mercy, Brent.
Jack, I want to describe immediately. It goes into the, well, I guess it cuts to commercial, and we are, of course, treated to another incredible image of Freddy.
That's kind of like
the whole show. We get that.
Perfect.
We get that as a commercial cutaway.
Oh.
But I want to just take you through an average 30 seconds in a high school hallway. All right.
Dude, I'm with you 100%.
Okay,
yes,
we have
yes,
our
we're
opening.
Rock.
Like, we get into the meat of the story here. By the way, we're 31 minutes into this podcast.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, this is fucking
still, we just finished the prologue.
Just before, we're like, we're going to keep it snappy.
Yeah.
We're going to move under an hour. So here we go.
We do this podcast so that you can fall asleep to it and maybe have dreams of Freddy.
What? Oh, my. That's actually
lucky.
Welcome to Freddy. Welcome to Dreams Games.
Lucky you, you lucky dogs. Okay, so here's an average 30 seconds. So we have a shot down a hallway where this has got to be what happens in every single high school hallway within a span of 30 seconds. You get a rad dude on a skateboard, dude.
Fucking rad.
Okay. You get somebody drops their notebook. And then you get followed immediately by the gentleman's quest, where a gentleman bends down to pick up the notebook and rush to deliver it to the person that dropped it.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people drop things in the shot, technically.
There's a lot of dropping.
It's mostly just things dropping. You get a crutch struggler.
Oh, that's right.
he's
having a, someone help that lad.
Someone help him. But he, just as it, like, you're like, okay, he gets blocked by a stack of newspapers fall over.
Yes. I tried to read the title.
I just saw the word bizarre.
I wanted so bad that prop person. I was like, what does it say? I turned my monitor. I was like, what does it say? Don't I can't
just
see
saw
it.
The word bizarre. That was it.
Dang.
Couldn't see anything else.
I was like, if it said Freddy Krueger, like if it was the newspaper from the opening, my brain was going to explode.
or from like the bizarre murder
bizarre
at the Beefy
murder,
Boy.
Oh, fuck, that'd be amazing.
After the stack of newspapers fall, someone drops their fucking nunchucks.
Nunchucks? I was like, what planet are we on? This is awesome. Do they have a karate class that
well,
we visit
it does pay
later?
Off. It does
Holy
pay off.
Holy shit.
And then, guys, look out, because walking around in Springwood is either a costume day or Freddy Krueger walks among, because he drops his hat.
He drops his hat.
And picks it up.
Grabs it real quick.
He
the little razor claw. You got to have the hat. And the kids around him are not going, oh, a terrible scarred guy. He's just one of them. He's just
it's
hanging
It's just
up.
Freddy Krueger dropping his hat. And then, of course, that leads up to, obviously, the coolest kid ever who opens his locker in one spin.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
He just walks up to it, spins it, and it opens. And I'm like, well, this is obviously
Can I tell you something?
Just a regular day in high school.
This guy is really cool. Fucking, I like the actor. I like his character. He's kind. He's
mature.
He's kind
really
of,
wise.
He's kind of dreamy. I'm gonna be vulnerable. Yeah. I was like, he's supportive of his girlfriend. She gets in her head about, like, you know, I didn't win. And he's like, hey, you're going to be okay. I was like, God, I wanted him to, like, hold me and tell me you're doing a great job, Brandon.
Yeah.
Jack, the podcast is great. You're having a great time together. Believe in yourselves.
Look, podcasts don't always just happen right away.
They don't.
Okay? And sometimes you just have to keep pushing ahead and know that it's going to get there.
It's going
to
get there.
There are at least 6 people who watch Freddy's Nightmares addition to you two.
And guess what? There's going to be 7. Because I'm listening to it as soon as I get home.
Aw, thanks, boyfriend.
Thanks, man. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, the best boyfriend
You're
in the world.
Boat. Maybe is. Later you can teach me how to open a locker in one spin.
Check this out.
Oh, that was my clitoris.
Oh, my God, David.
Well, they go into a, by the way.
Too big a book.
Well,
nice a day.
This is directed by a man named Mick Garris. Do you know Mick Garris?
A little bit from you. Directed Critters 2.
Yeah.
Your favorite. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he wrote Hocus Pocus, which I don't have any. I know a lot of people love Hocus Pocus.
Nor do I.
I have zero connection to it.
Same here.
Awesome if you like it. But I was like, oh, Hocus Pocus guy. So any Hocus Pocus fans out there, Mick Garris is directing this episode.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, he did a good job on this.
I will say, I don't know a ton about the, but that shot through the hole, that's a one.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of action going on. We got nunchucks. We got Freddy.
Yeah.
It's a nice, he put thought into it. I was like,
he looks like he's having a good time making it.
It's charming.
Again,
charming.
Like a 5-day production schedule.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, they're working here.
I hope we nail this, guys.
Yeah. Okay. So, by the way, speaking of the boyfriend, makeout scene.
Ooh.
More like porno scene.
Shablammo.
Dang.
Some very sensual kisses.
Wow, there's some neck kisses.
Sensual.
There's some deep old tongue kisses.
I know.
Jeez.
What I know what I mean, I don't blame Lori Petty. Enjoy. David is wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, they are parked together. They decide to get out of that class. And he goes and comforts his girlfriend who's shaken up about getting cut from the team. And that's where we find out it was just one race, and she says, no, it was the first of many, and he's trying to pick her spirits up.
Dude, get out.
There is a line during this that I think it's a really well written line, but it's one of the most clear that this would never leave a high school track star's mouth. This comes from the mouth of, like, a 40-year-old.
Okay.
May I? Are
yes,
you ready for this?
Please.
Okay, so keep in mind, this is coming out of the mouth of a high school track star in the 80s. I would say maybe today.
17, 18 years old.
Yes, and kids, I would say, the youngsters today, they're very politically active, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I was a kid back then, and politics was fucking boring. So I... Look, all I know is last year I could have beaten Nikki in a pair of concrete keds. This year, I'm about as fast as a bill through Congress.
Whoa!
I was like, that's a great line, but I don't think any... You know how kids love to talk about bill passing in Congress?
Wait. Okay.
I went, ooh, wait, what? I was impressed by it, but then they went, oh, I don't think they would say that. But, you know.
I can't even think of, like, any kind of, like, political lingo that I could use to make, like, a pseudo-intellectual joke here.
It was just,
you know, like, can't
last year, little antithesis. Last year I was like this, but this year I'm like this. Bill through Congress. It's like, ooh. Oh, and a line said by an 80s high school. It's like, no.
A line said by Mick Garris.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta get some punch-ups.
Well, that moves us into, we get... Coach Crystal Pendant.
You're off the team. Sorry about your dead mother.
By the way, here's a
ring, magical crystal pendant that I wasn't going to give to you unless you came to me. And
this all had to happen.
I
had to kick you off the team for you to come back to me so I could give you this magical crystal pendant.
Coach Wilson, Jesus Christ.
All right, so she gets a magical crystal. She becomes a crystal girl.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she decides to try that. Oh, yeah, the coach does explain, well, your mom, she would just stare at this thing before. Let me tell you exactly how to operate it. She would stare at it, and she would visualize, and then she would go and run like the wind. So that gives Chris the inspiration.
I have a line from Kara here that I wrote down, because after that we immediately go into another race, and Kara observed, she's still slow.
Her dead mother's not making her go any faster. She still runs like a T-Rex. Or like a stop motion velociraptor is the perfect. Oh boy.
Yeah, she's still slow.
Mom's like, I can only push so hard.
But does she win? She wins that race?
She goes out, and initially it's just practicing by herself. That is where she starts her incantation. She has the crystal. She visualizes. She gets ready, and then I'm a bullet.
I'm a missile. I'm a rocket to the moon.
And then she
runs in slow motion.
Do you think that's why? Because there was a moment where I was like, is she getting superpowers? Because the direction, there are effects where it, like, she starts blurring. You know, it's almost like the Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Nick Garris is like, I gotta fucking try something? And, like, there's an engine revving sound, like a jet taking off.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna try every trick I got. She's slow as shit.
Yes, he had to. Yeah, he puts her in blur mode. Yes. Like, changes the shutter speed a little bit to make her look faster. Yeah, he does a few of those things. I guess you're right.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, do you think that by the end of the take, Lori Petty was just, like, completely flailing around, like all lop-limbed, like...
Lop-limbed?
You think it was, like, always a thing that happened on set where everyone would be like, oh, God.
Oh, she runs like,
cut!
She runs like a marionette. What's happening? Like Team America.
A marionette puppeted by someone with palsy.
One of our six listeners.
Yeah. Lori
Petty.
No.
Is cut to one single tear. One Tank Girl poster.
Now torn in half. Oh. Ripped.
You guys are assholes. I'm going to run away now. So this pendant, it's real. Her mother had some kind of magic.
Why did the coach get it? Why does the coach have it?
I think she stole it. Okay. Did you know? Not to jump too far ahead, but the coach just takes things. She takes a picture out of Lori Petty's locker. This coach, again, I think the coach, didn't notice it on first watch, but I'm like, I think this fucking coach is up to something.
Coach is Freddy.
Oh, man. Dude.
I mean, it's still unclear.
I dig it.
If Freddy's manipulating things or not.
100% I dig it.
Is that Freddy's crystal?
Well,
I mean, it's just hard for me to accept that in Springwood there is a child murderer who has burned to death and is now a ghost demon who haunts your dreams and kills you in your sleep. Also a thrill killer on a motorbike, Leather Daddy.
Mm-hmm. A weird surgical team,
that
sort
like
of.
To just kiss each other and eat burgers.
And ghost parents.
And now a magic crystal. I can't help but think
Freddy's
just pulling the strings from behind. Yeah.
I like it.
I hope.
Man, if they drop a twist on us like that, you know, we see the coach, it pans down, and, you know, she's got a clawed glove underneath
God.
The desk.
Yes.
It's like, ooh.
Her feet are two Freddy claws.
Ooh, I love it.
Just both right hands.
What the fuck? Guy goes to rev the motorcycle, double claws.
Double claws.
Like, Freddy's influence on
when he
the
shoots
town.
A gun, he shoots Freddy's claws.
Oh, why didn't I see this before?
Jack, I have three words for you.
Please.
Creamy, chipped crap.
Brandon, I feel so bad for this actor.
The most grotesque lunch lady ever.
Lunch lad.
Oh.
I was like, what do you call a male lunch lady?
Lunchman.
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 Or lunch lad.
They call me Sal Lunchman.
Sal Lunchman. Amazing. Characters welcome. Freddy's name. Characters welcome. Real quick, I just had to. We'll get it. So
yeah.
we are in the cafeteria now. David and Chris, they're grabbing a little lunch. Chris has had a successful run thanks to her pendant magic. And there is a lunchman, Sal Lunchman. And his name is Marvin. Marvin Lunchman.
Is it really?
It is Marvin.
Oh, my.
Played by Frederick long.
Kruger.
Oh, my God. Fred
Kruger. No. He's everywhere. He's like Santa Claus.
He's got a slicey.
yeah, he does.
I always feel bad for the... They're like, let's get a gross fat guy to be the gross pervert. I like to imagine Frederick Long is a very kind gentleman who's just like, hey, you know, it's the business. It's a buck. I know what I look like, and I'll take the roles that I got. I looked up his IMDb. He's got a few others.
Oh, no. What?
Are you ready? Okay, so... This is Frederick Long, Marvin the Pervy Lunch Lad. He was in a short called Just My Luck as Flasher.
Oh.
He was in the TV movie Lots of Luck as Fatty. He was in American Drive-In as uncredited Fat Carl. I was like, this poor guy. Those are two separate projects, Brandon. One was Fatty and one was Fat Carl.
Two of them have luck in the title.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Just My Luck as Flasher. Oh, shit, you're right. Just My Luck as Flasher. Lots of Luck as Fatty. American Drive-In as Fat Carl. And, Brandon, this is going to be a deep dive.
Oh, no.
Did you ever see, I've never even heard of this, Ghoulies Go to College?
Did I ever?
You're like, I'm from, he's
yeah,
got it. Oh, my God.
I've got a tattooed on
Brandon,
my dick.
Brandon is always pulling out his dick. Jeez. My God. It's glorious.
And I had it painted like Freddy's sweater, striped.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's riddled with syphilis. It's beautiful. He was in Ghoulies Go to College as Lecher. And I assume that means like lecherous,
yeah.
Maybe like a lecher.
Yeah.
This poor bastard.
See, you're so nice, Jack. You're saying I imagine that he's like the sweetest guy. I imagine that he's a creep.
Ah, I love it.
And that
I love
he's
it
a
too.
Method actor
and
he
know
does
what?
All this shit.
If you are... Fuck you, Frederick.
Yeah,
Long,
fuck you, Sal Lunchman.
Oh, man. But yeah, what are some of the...
Oh, my God.
Make sure you get all your vitamins. Keep that body going.
Oh, he really... Jeez. I didn't even bother to write it down. I figured you probably would.
Oh, you knew him.
Yeah, he has some zingers in there. Could you imagine being talked to by your lunchman?
Jesus
like
Christ.
Holy shit.
The lunch ladies at my school were the nicest, most heavenly ladies.
I just wish they would have dirty talked me.
Oh, my God. I would have been into it. They had nuggets.
Yeah.
And pizza.
Yeah.
The best. They're the hookup.
Maybe you could slip us some of that old deli meat, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Martin.
They never said that. They were never anything like that. I would have taken it.
My gosh.
Yeah.
So
the boyfriend, by the way, is very cool. He's just like,
whoa, hey.
Just relax,
hey,
buddy.
Hey,
and
easy,
just
pal.
Just don't listen to this clown.
Yeah.
Nice. What?
Trying to defuse, but he keeps going, hey, Chris. How about demonstrating some of those squat thrusts?
Oh.
Wait, what did he say? Oh, I got just the place. I was like, Jeezum.
Oh, my God.
Jeezum crow, bud. Pump your brakes,
holy
sir.
Holy shit. I'll pump some brakes somewhere.
Oh, now. What?
And by brakes, I mean vagina.
We're in high school. It's the 80s.
Holy shit.
What's up with, is it Sleepaway Camp that also has a nightmarish lunch?
Yes.
Lunch? Yes. That's what I thought. We call them. Boldies. I was like,
oh
barf.
God, that's right. Oh, my God.
That's what I first, I was like, what was it in the 80s? The lunchmen, that's maybe why it was always like, no, lunch ladies. Only lunch ladies.
Yeah, because, holy shit. Well,
jeez Louise.
He gets his comeuppance, I'll tell you, because she stares into her crystal, and dude, I'm just going to throw some words out at you here, because this is how it happened for me. After all of this, increasingly... just disturbing conversation that he's having with her. He's slicing his deli meat. It's really gross.
Ew.
On a sandwich. That's
God,
on a plate.
That head cheese meat looks gross.
Oh my God. Oh. But then we get blood spray, finger chop, screaming sandwich, and then Freddy. It was like everything I could have ever hoped for happens in the span of 5 seconds. All of a sudden, Lori Petty just gets sprayed with blood. Someone starts screaming. You see fingers fall onto a sandwich. A
little white bread. Delicious. Ooh, finger food. Ah, finger food.
Freddy. And then it, that's great. And then that's it fun. Fucking cuts to that image of Freddy peeking out in the dirt clothes.
Having a good time with the show?
Yeah, thanks, Freddy. So I cheered. I cheered at that moment.
Oh. It was good.
Yeah, it was really,
really
good.
Really, really good. Oh, my goodness.
When we come back to commercial break after that, we have a character say something that is just probably the best. And honestly, it sums up how I felt while watching the movie. dude, I have such a case of the horns right now.
Got real horny on this episode. These are pretty horny episodes.
They talk about, yeah, no kidding.
Like the dentist lady.
Yeah.
The all the kissing.
The side boob.
Incestual. All the surgeons kissing with each other.
Yeah.
It's a sexy show.
That's the 80s, dude. Everybody was coked up, so yeah, everybody was horny.
Yeah, so we go to, it's time for rematch with Chris and Nikki, and we meet, first Nikki tries to make the move on David, and David ain't having it. Goodness gracious, she's like, nobody has to know David. It's like, oh, take it easy,
no,
Nikki.
No, he's got serious, what is called bro code, also.
Dude,
not just
again,
to his girlfriend, loyal to her, but to his friend.
His buddy Jay.
Yeah.
He's like, no, Jay's my friend, and I'm loyal, I'm taken.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, nobody has to know. He's like, yeah, I would know.
Right.
And I'm like, David, I love you.
And even Jay is a dickhead because he shows up and he's like suspicious.
Hey.
He's like looking at his friend like, you're fucking her, aren't you?
It's like, bro, David.
No, you have no idea, dude.
David would never do that.
He wouldn't do it. David, I can tell you.
Nikki would.
Yeah.
But David would
not.
Don't
be angry at him. Don't hate the non-player.
Hate the game. Hate the running game.
Yeah, hate the, get it, just drop that case of the horns.
But yeah, that's it. So apparently Jay is being bamboozled by his girlfriend Nikki.
No sex.
Jay's like, oh, can't have sex.
Coach villain, Coach Freddy says no sex. Coach Crystal.
Yeah, Coach Crystal Lake. Yeah. No boy. But yeah, I love that. I got a serious case of the horns right now. And it turns out that is not true. Nikki has been tricking old Jay. Poor Jay, not a bad guy.
Not at all. By the way, this I see this note here that I have. They keep holding up the magic crystal in this episode. Every time they bring it into frame, it makes the sound that you would imagine something that's magic makes.
Yes, it's a it's
like a wind chimes.
There's one moment in the show, you know how every time we hit commercial or the shot of Freddy, you get the there's one where it goes back to back, you get bring bring. I was like, like overload. It's
show.
Beautiful.
Well, we go into history class, and after everything that we just said about what's the boyfriend's name? David.
David.
And Dreamy even David. Lori Petty, for that matter, who's, I guess, a sympathetic character, even though she's a whiner.
It's true.
Just like in A League of Their Own, whining.
Kid.
Jeez, and Tank Girl whining all the time. typecast. They immediately become the most unlikable protagonists. By acting out in history class.
The guy's just trying to teach. As a teacher, I went, this teacher has done nothing wrong. He's like, hey, guys, you're in class. I'm doing a very kind lesson here. I noticed two of my students in the back are talking. Can you please not do that? And that merits.
What happens to him, which is he vomits cotton.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, is he doing magic when the cotton's coming out of his mouth?
I think he's doing the like.
He's doing like the card out of like when you puke cards out of your mouth.
I think so.
He's like putting it into his mouth and pulling it out at the same time.
It's really, you can hear his like muffled screams through the cotton. Like,
he looks like a magician.
He's good.
He looks like a magician. He's got like the magician's goatee. Like put him in a tux and top hat.
I could see that.
And some tails at the end of his tux.
If I met just a little bit of universe, he's going to come back.
No.
As a different character. So Steve Franken is the actor. He plays Mr. Birdwell.
Okay, it's Al Franken's dad.
Could be. He's in another episode called Silence is Golden. Ooh. As Mr. Sexton. Mr. Sexton.
Oh, I hope he does sex a ton. By the way, Jack, I completely forgot to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
Where does this episode fall?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I should ask you. So,
okay.
So for the listeners at home, all these episodes are ranked on IMDb. You can check it out. But what we like to do is I'll take a look at it, see where it falls out of 44 episodes. Brandon tries to guess. So, Brandon, there are 44 episodes. Last episode,
I thought for sure would be in the top 10, and it was
the 43rd. Now, this one might not. Oh, I won't give you any clues at all.
Okay, no clues. But I know that it's not 44.
Yes. Well,
It might be. I don't know.
No, I thought there was one other that, oh, that we, is I think true. I know. I don't remember it, but I think there's one
the
other.
The worst one is
called
the
worst one.
Deadline.
Yeah, that's it, like very, number 13.
The 13th
oh,
episode.
I can't
I'm
wait.
So fucking excited for that
Oh,
one.
My God.
So out of knowing that, where would you place this one out of 44 episodes?
42.
Oh. 28.
No shit.
Right, kind of like right in the middle.
Okay.
So this one they consider mid-tier. Yeah, 28 out of 40.
I guess it's a little more cohesive than the last episode.
Yeah, oh man, that last one, it was fun, but
yeah.
It's a dream within a dream. It's
more like a nightmare, dream nightmare. This one was a little more narratively.
Only a few dream sequences.
Yeah, that's
one.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. There are some things that are actually happening. Yeah, this got a 6.0 rating. 28 out of 44.
Wow. All right.
I can't wait for... I want to see...
This is only going to get better.
Oh,
this show can only get better.
So this is just an average episode.
God damn, but I think this is a great episode. I
love this
it.
Episode.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, so the crystal does things, apparently. And that brings my... Well, I guess I asked it earlier. Like, is it Freddy's crystal?
Yeah.
Jury's still out on that one.
Is it magic? How did mom find this thing?
Did what she
is,
find it?
I don't know.
Is the coach Freddy? Is he possessing her like he... Like, I don't know!
This is like Lost. Answer my question, show, please. I need it. So we go... so we're in... Yeah, so the teacher starts just vomiting up cotton violently. And then... Well, it turns out that that was just... Now, this is the only thing in the episode where I was like, well, wait, but kind of... So the lunch lad did actually chop his fingers off.
Yes.
But the professor or the teacher did not actually vomit up cotton.
He just dies in class.
It turns out like he just fucking died. And school goes on as normal.
And I guess we're burying this a little bit in our sidetracked discussion, but she's doing it. She's looking into
yes.
the crystal and killing people that piss her off.
Yeah, she now has this power. If she wants to run faster, she does it. She wants. She's this guy's making
not
her
really.
Angry. If but, she wants to activate hyper mode
yeah.
on the camera,
yeah.
Which also made me think. I was like, as soon as you know that, that's what you use the pendant for. You could be a superhero. You could
yeah
you could
right
help people
a track in high school.
Nah, fuck this teacher trying to teach me about. Plantation
cotton.
Crops.
Yeah. What the fuck do I need to know this for? And vomit cotton until you die.
Like, oh, man, this poor guy.
Well, we go into a gym, and we have a treadmill sequence.
Oh, boy. Nikki, Chris has had enough of Nikki. Nikki, oh, very, very quickly.
Yeah, am I skipping anything?
No, okay. Nothing. Let me see anything. No, you're good. Chris and David. They have a quick chat about the pendant. She says, you know, I think I'm doing this. And he, of course, being wonderful, is like, hey, you're not doing this. It's okay. And I love it. She's like, I'm only fast because the pendant. Well, she's not fast. But David says, hey, it's not the pendant. It's you. I was like, oh, David.
What a nice, swell guy.
David, you're great.
I hope he lives forever.
I hope he does. I hope he's listening right now. He's dreamy.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, bud.
I'm he.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
He's glorious.
Trick or treat.
Ah, you got me. You know how they do trunk or treat now?
Yeah.
I think if you don't give them a treat, you should throw them in the trunk of your car. I was driving by a truck. That's the most terrible thought. Because, you know, like the thing is, oh, trick or treat. If you don't give me a treat, I'm going to trick you. So if you don't give them a treat, you throw them in the trunk of your car.
Well, I thought that's what it was. I've been doing it right. But that explains a few things.
Oh, my God. You got to let those kids out. It's been days.
It's been years.
Oh, no. So after that, Chris is in the locker room. I think she might be prepping for another race. Nikki swings by just to tease her. She just rolls by and says, Nikki swings by and lets Chris know, hey, just let you know, your mom quit because she was pregnant with you. And then just fucking
oh my God.
Dips out. Brandon, Jesus Christ. Coach Wilson and Nikki are no joke. She just rolls her eyes like, hey, I found out. You want to know? So she got pregnant with you. This is a vicious episode. These are mean girls.
They are fucking
my
mean.
God, I was not a teenage girl. My goodness, if this is what it's like, be careful out there.
I don't know. I guess they kind of do it so that, like, you kind of hate them all so that when they die, you're like, well,
fuck
this wasn't a total bummer.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's always a bummer to watch, like,
a good
Night of the Living Dead and watch Dwayne Jones get shot in the head at the end. You know, you're like, no. Nah. Or when Quentin dies in Jaws, and you're like, no.
No, he like him.
But this is just kind of like, make everybody just a little despicable
so
that when
that
they
lunch
die.
That lunch lad, you're like, yeah, slice his fingers off.
Yeah.
That's why the teacher thing, I was like, oh, fuck both of you. Fuck you, Chris. The teacher's trying to literally do his job, and you're talking his class. But yes, I'm so sorry. So going from that after that, after she swings by and is like, sorry, your mom's dead. Chris stares into the pendant, and we go right to the gym. And Chris is just laying there on the bench press, and then Nikki is on that treadmill. And Brandon
and the treadmill goes way too fast, and she starts running with it, really, like, stomping on it. But she actually says, and she's just missing one adjective to make it a fucking Jetsons line. She says, stop this thing.
Oh my gosh,
and I was like, stop this
right.
crazy thing.
Stop this
crazy thing. Fucking hilarious.
Just step off the sides. Just step off the
just
sides.
Step off.
Step off the sides.
He doesn't need to stop. Just step off.
And it is funny that, so, you know, obviously chop the guy's fingers off, but oh, the teacher that asked me to be quiet while he taught his lesson, die. This girl that's a nightmare terror, I'm just going to kind of think about. And that wasn't even real. I don't know because it cuts from there back to the bedroom with her and David.
That's
and the
right.
Crystal. I know. That's. I was like, oh, you. So, yeah, it gets a little muddy.
You're
there.
Right. Okay.
It gets a little. But the treadmill thing is amazing.
It's so funny. And I think, like, what would it have done? Just flung her into the wall at such a speed she would splatter. I mean, that would be awesome to see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, we've seen the internet. People just fall. Like, oh.
I just want to share a quick story.
Please.
I directed a commercial. this was a long time ago, but it was a weight loss commercial. And it was a funny one. It was a comedy, I guess. And just people getting frustrated doing their workout routines, throwing scales out of windows and making disgusting shakes and just being sickened by all of this. And one character is running on a treadmill and eats it on the treadmill. Well, low budget commercial. This is back in the day. I cast an actor who was just totally gung-ho and committed, somebody that you actually know. And so he was totally committed, and he would throw himself onto this moving trail. We didn't do CGI. On action, he would get it up to high speed, run, and then drop and throw himself onto the treadmill and fling off the back of it. Take after take, just because he wanted to.
What a legend.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Somewhere there exists dozens of takes of this actor throwing himself onto the fastest setting of a treadmill. It's so dangerous and irresponsible of me as a you know, a director that, like, anyway, I will always remember that. And as soon as I saw that, she says, stop this crazy thing. That's just like what I just started thinking. Oh, is it let me off? Get me off? Let me off?
I don't remember. I think, yeah, stop this crazy. Jane!
Is it get me off, you crazy thing?
Get me off.
I have a note here, and I don't understand what it says, actually.
Let's figure this thing out.
It says FN.
Freddy's Nightmares, maybe.
Freddy's Nightmares. They're kicks in
FN.
Their kicks in Larry face.
Their kicks in Larry's face. I like, dude. This is great.
With
this
an
is like
exclamation
a riddle.
Mark. Damn it! I don't know what I wrote. I can't understand my
handwriting.
Could
I take a? Could I take a look?
Just this right here.
Okay. FN.
Freddy's Nightmares makes sense.
FN then kicks in big face. Kicks in big face. Kicks in. Rips in bag face? Looks like face, the last.
It does.
This is a great riddle. I want to figure this out.
It's some kind of, I think it's some kind of revelation about the show.
Oh, no. About where does it fall in
right
your
after,
series?
Right after the treadmill scene.
So let's see, after the treadmill.
I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter. Who cares?
Oh, and I think this is the moment where we got the chime stinger into the Freddy. Because I think after, we go with super speedy treadmill attack on Nikki. Just a dream. Oh, back in the bedroom with David and Chris. Chime stinger into the Freddy stinger. Great time.
I was just so excited. I couldn't even keep my handwriting straight. Like,
you can see it's vibrating.
I didn't want to take my eyes off the screen. I was just like trying to write as fast as I could. Okay.
So then this takes us to the big showdown, the big track competition.
I know there was a close up of Lori Petty's feet, and I just wanted to mention one more thing that Kara says. Kara said while watching this episode.
Please let Kara watch every episode with you now.
She's so something Kara says.
Kara says.
She's like a little prancer.
Amazing. She does kind of prance.
Yeah, she does some kind of prance. Oh, she's like a little prancer.
That's amazing. Okay. Dude, Kara's like, I'm going to smoke this girl.
Yeah, race. I wish I could race this bitch right now.
Amazing.
Well, it brings us to
the climax.
Oof. Ooh. Well, she's running.
My goodness. Now she, the scene starts with, oh no, she's lost the pendant. She comes.
Oh, that's right.
She comes sprinting, full panic. It is the day of the race. Chris versus Nikki. After all this shit's gone down, she runs to her boyfriend. Oh, God damn it, David Dreamsicle. Runs to her, panicked. I lost the crystal. I don't have it. And David comforts her, consoles her, of course, as always. What does he say? Go out there and win this for yourself.
Yeah.
God, David, thank you.
And she's like, yeah, whatever, you big old butt.
You stupid idiot.
You stinky butt.
And this is where Nikki talks shit. So they line up together, and this is where Nikki's like, hey, I got an idea. How about a little bet? Winner takes all, including your boyfriend.
And what does she say after that? She says something like, too late, already fucked him.
Yeah, and it's like, David.
Something
never,
like that.
You don't deserve David.
But it's like a seed plant.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like... Or maybe we don't need to bet at all. It's something like that.
Yes, you're in the ballpark, definitely.
Which, for me, that would I would have been like, the fuck is she talking?
She's getting in my head.
Hold on a second. Now, wait, explain yourself before the... Wait! No!
Oh, no! Wait, come back here, please! So, without the help of the crystal, or the pendant, they start, and Lori is...
Running as fast as she can.
As fast as slow she can. But fast enough,
I guess.
Holy shit, Brandon.
Well, how about this, Jack? She crosses the finish line.
She does.
Heads above the rest.
I guess you should have given her a head start. So as they are feverishly racing each other, Chris pulls ahead right at the finish line. The finish tape snaps to her neck. You hear the sound of flesh tearing. Blood pours down her chest, and then a truly upsetting shot. Brandon, this fucked me up.
Me too,
okay,
Jack.
Okay. I did not like.
I didn't either. And you know why? I know why, because I figured out what it is that's so upsetting.
I think. Okay.
I'll bet we know exactly. It's the murmuring, the people in the... Oh, there's that, too.
Oh, okay.
It's her headless body. Stumbles past the camera. Her head... comes spinning down, David Warner Omen style.
Yes.
Flips, bounces into the dirt, and she's walking, still trying to, like, walk.
Win.
She's still trying to win. And you hear, off camera, you don't see him, you hear people in the background going, oh my God! Oh my God! Somebody get some help!
Oh, yes!
Somebody get some help! Oh my God!
Like, yes.
It's like
the panic of the crowd,
and you don't see them. You hear it, and you're like, "Yeah, that
and
sounds
just,
about right."
It's just slow mo. What got me? Anything that is still moving when it shouldn't be.
Yes,
I'm not a fan.
Ooh.
And this disembodied head, a decapitated body. This decapitated body is stumbling forward, and then the head falls into frame and just bouncies away. I was like.
Legitimately upsetting.
I was not ready for this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My note is decapitation. Holy shit. And that's it. That's all I could write about it.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that part of the episode.
Now, just for clarity, that I guess was a hallucination.
Oh, I guess she just.
I guess she stopped because it and we kind of come out of the slow-mo and then the crowd is gathering around Chris. Her head is on her body, but she, oh my God, I will say, Lori Petty, she has contorted herself. Did you know her leg was like bent this way? She's bent this way.
Yeah.
Her head is still on her body, but it appears that I guess what happened in real life is she slipped the finish line and broke her neck.
I actually think too, Jack, that her position is what she looked like at the end of a take of her running in real life.
It is just as elegant.
She would just slip and fall and land like that. And Big Garris is like, use it. Let's use it.
This is great. This is great.
You know, her head's still on. Who gives a shit? It's a dream. It works.
It's perfect. But that is the fate of when
we get Freddy looking through the peeper.
Oh my goodness.
I was cheering at this point.
Yes.
I was totally beside myself, just in awe of this episode.
And then we get Nikki's in the. Also, I love the fact. Next thing we go to, Nikki's in the locker room. She's just, yep. Chris died.
Yeah.
She's going heartless, just in the locker room after the run. Smirks, takes from her. I forget if she takes it out of her pocket or opens her locker. And what's in her locker? That bitch stole that pendant.
Crystal switch. Crystal? More like crystal bitch.
She gives it a little smile, a little smirk.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Hangs it up in the locker. And who picks it up from the other side of the locker, Brandon?
The show just gets better and better as the minutes. By the way,
connected.
We're an hour 11 into this podcast,
Brandon,
we're only 24 minutes into the proper episode. Like, it just gets better minute by minute. Isn't there like a podcast, Star Wars Minute, where they go through like every minute, each episode of the podcast is 1 minute of screen time?
Amazing. That's what we need. Yep.
That's basically what we're doing.
Listeners at home, I'm so sorry.
So if you're listening to this, God bless you, because I don't think it's going to get any better. I don't think we're ever going to be able to condense our enthusiasm down.
If we do, I feel like we're cheating.
Yeah.
What we're cheating them at is it's
I can't rush through it. It's too exciting.
It'd be like rushing over. Yeah, these moments, you got to take time with them. You can't rush them. So she hangs that pendant up through the locker, and somehow from the other side of the locker, it is grabbed
by none other than Fred Krugums.
Frederick Krugums.
Jack, what does he say?
You got it, buddy. Let me get my claw in place.
Yep.
He eyes the pendant.
It's dangling. Dangles from his hand.
The kill of victory, the agony of dead meat.
And then he proceeds.
Low chuckle.
I have also found something about Mr. Robert England. If you give him a prop, he's licking it or sucking it, Brandon. He's licking it or sucking it. He licked that burger. They gave him this pendant. He kind of like dangles it in his mouth and like suckles on it a little.
Yeah, it's a low chuckle followed by a crystal suckle.
Crystal suckle! Crystal Suckle, I dated her in high school. good Lord. If you give Robert England a prop as Freddy,
he's going to put it in his mouth.
It's going in his mouth, and that happens later.
And if he has something that's even remotely like extended from him, like a glove with a claw on it, it's going in your mouth.
Yes!
You're right about Robert England. Freddy always is putting shit in his mouth.
I love it. I love it.
He's like a little kid. Yes. You're like, stop. Take that out.
Freddy, please. Oh, but I gotta know what it tastes like.
A little kid would suck on a crystal pendant. Like it's a candy.
It's like,
a rock crystal candy.
So I guess, that begs the question.
Is it Freddy's crystal?
Freddy's nightmares, please give me answers. I can't take it anymore.
Well, but that takes us right into
the second parter.
Yeah, which again, we talked about this earlier. Love guessing who's going to be the second lead.
Are we going to follow David? Or are we going to follow Jay?
Well, it seems like we're going to follow David.
Yeah, it starts with his nightmarish recount of all the horrific events. We get to see that head going again.
It goes on. It's a little bit filler.
It kind of made me feel of like. Previously on Freddy's
Nightmare. Yeah, it's like 3 minutes worth of recap from the last episode, just with like a weird chromatic aberration happening.
We just watched this.
Yeah, literally 2 minutes ago. I mean, it's 2 minutes later in the... Okay.
It's great.
I'll take it. I'll watch it again.
Hey.
It's fine. But wet dream, more like porno scene.
Jeez Louise, snuck a little sex.
That's a pretty risque. That's pushing it for TV, man.
I was like, oh, okay. So David is asleep in his room. Dream sequence. The door opens, ghostly light behind, wind blowing it, man, the wind and smoke. And it's, you can't really make out what she looks like. Yeah, but
Dan Aykroyd. Has a man been seduced by a dream ghost?
My
so
goodness.
Sexily.
Lori Petty comes, or the ghost of Lori Petty comes into the room. Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
It's going.
Oh, it's actually Lori Petty. She's
oh, my
method.
God. She astral projected herself very slowly. All right. What if you could astral project but only get, like, kind of out of your body?
And just like, the top half?
Yeah, you're like, I can't do the legs. Can you drag me around? This is a worthless power. But she climbs up on the bed and mounts David and tells David about, this is Nikki's fault. Nikki did this to me. And I need you to avenge my death.
And then she rides him like a cowgirl.
Goodness gracious.
Seriously. I mean, now we're used to watching HBO shows where there are literally A-list actresses wiping cum off their tits. You know what I mean? And you're like, what the fuck? Or where are we now?
Jeez Louise.
But this is, I'm telling you. Damn. I was like, holy shit, I cannot believe that they're like getting away with this on TV in 1989 or whenever.
No, that would have been watching that episode. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, now? After school, I come home and I'm like, what's going on? Why is
it's 4 p.m.? It's time for Freddy. Oh, shit.
even the movies, the Freddy movies, don't have sex in them.
Yeah. Like, oh, that is interesting.
And there's a tiny bit of nudity.
Yeah.
But it's usually done like.
Usually,
as a fantasy, it's
yeah,
like a,
usually
you know,
it's a, you know,
a Playboy
sexy
model
nurse that's like, guess what? Yeah, like, oh, right. Shit, I had a boner, now I'm scared. That always, Brandon, you just made me, that fucked me up as a kid, because I'd be like, oh, there's a, I won't, the scene where there's like a nurse, I think, and I think she like kind of ties up a guy.
Yes.
Like, and I'm probably 12 or 13, and then she turns into Freddy, and I was like, oh, wait, I don't like this at all.
Now, in that scene, there's even more boner that they cut, and I have a picture of it in I have like a Making of Nightmare series book.
Of course you do.
It's an old book that I got from Universal Studios.
My gosh.
After I left the gory, gruesome, and grotesque horror makeup
ooh,
show back
I love
in the
that
day.
It's a great one.
They had a little so I got this book, but there's a picture in this book of a deleted scene, and it's the model, the actress, with nude, with mm-hmm. her breasts exposed, but with a Freddy head on.
That's a confused boner.
Yeah,
that's a real.
And I got the book
boner
when I was a kid, and I remember being like, "Oh, whoa, look at these boobs! What's happening to my scared boner?"
Ooh, I don't know. It's better not awaken anything in me, please.
But we get a funeral scene, and who should preside over Lori Petty's funeral?
Just the producer of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, the head of New Line Cinema himself.
Oh my God. I know I am not as familiar with Bob Shea as you are, but I was like, hey, wait a minute, I think I know that. And then I looked, my gosh, the legendary.
He's in almost every Nightmare movie.
Produced basically.
He's the guy that gave Freddy the green light.
That's amazing.
I mean, he's who he is.
He's a great actor, too.
Yeah, he's great.
I absolutely love the priest.
Jack, he gets to deliver this line.
Go right
this
ahead.
This is the best line ever.
I might have the same one.
She died doing what she loved. Running.
He's like, I didn't work on the speech very much. She won the greatest race, the race to the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, that's actually, that's not so bad.
Nice, that's nice.
The other part's really weird.
Died doing what she, running.
That's what you say at the funeral. As everyone knows, she died while running.
That's just a fact, sir. Can you put a little comforting spin on that?
Yeah, welcome to the funeral. Obviously, it was cancer that killed your grandfather and your father. Cancer.
They're dead now.
So they're dead?
So we put them in the ground.
Dead from cancer. And that's it. They're gone.
I'm going to be honest, folks. I'm kind of phoning this one in today. Also, I love the fact, I don't know if you noticed this. I don't know if they did a little dubbing. It's the shot of the funeral. He's still wrapping up his sermon.
Uh-huh.
And folks are just fucking dipping. Did you notice that? They're like, leaving.
Well, that's enough.
And he's like, well, there's another thing or two. And they're just walking away. I was like, oh, no, he's not done yet.
He starts ranting.
You guys in a rush? Oh, yeah.
I mean, he turns into a madman.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that was that like Nikki's guilt where he starts going,
oh,
with,
yeah, that's
not
right.
Not stained like sin, like the fornicator and blasphemer that stands before
that's
us.
Right. So, she has a little fantasy.
Yeah, that he's calling her out.
Yeah.
Little Macbethian. This,
yeah.
She's getting Nikki's guilt. Is
yeah, the guilt
starting to...
over the death of her colleague.
And rival.
Immediately.
Oh, shit.
It cuts. I'm like, just when
the show's given us so much. Real quick, David, of course, last one to leave.
Yeah.
Mourning.
Yeah.
Places a rose on the fresh grave. Did you?
Oh, the Carrie reference.
A little Carrie reference.
Yeah, then her hand comes out of the grave and grabs the rose.
And then the camera pans over and we see the grave.
Jack.
Of, I can't.
I don't know how to say this without like
this
destroying the mics and like going crazy in this room.
This was the moment.
This is the moment.
And I want to hand it off to you. So the we get the little Carrie-esque. David drops the rose. Little hand shoots through, pulls down the rose. David does not see that. Camera sweeps over. Up the gravestone. And it is the grave of Chris's mother.
That's right.
I wrote that down. Joanna Gordon.
It just said Chris's mother.
Oh yeah, Chris's mom. Yeah. you call your mom.
Uh huh.
Beloved mother. And then it keeps panning up the gravestone, and there's something at the top of the gravestone. Brandon, what was that on the
Freddy Krueger's head? Is part of the tombstone.
I couldn't tell if it was just, did they paint Robert Englund gray?
Yes.
And they had him in the makeup and fucking painted him gray?
Yes.
I'm so excited now.
I never knew. I mean, I fucking screamed.
It's Gargoyle Freddy.
I never knew that there was, and you think it's like, it seems obvious, like there's a show called Freddy's Nightmares. Mm-hmm. But I never knew that the show had a scene where Freddy Krueger's head is a tombstone. If I had known that, I would have done everything in my power
to have been watching this
from day one. Like, I never knew I needed to see that image until I saw that image. And now my life
is complete.
And I'm good. I'm good, Jack. I could die. I'm fine.
But it's not over.
No, it's not.
I will say, this is the one line. Okay, like this, such a beautiful image.
I agree.
This one line, we didn't stick the landing. It might have been that Robert was kind of tired of being gray and stationary. did you happen to get, I've got the line here.
Yeah, go say it. What is it? What's he say?
So, and also, he seems a little tired.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he was feeling this one.
No.
So let's see. The setup is, you know, we all know the story. Chris has died. The pendant. How are we going to tie this together? He is the head. He is a gray head on a gravestone. He says, game ain't over till the fat lady dies. Brandon, that pertains to opera. Nobody's fat.
That's a Robert Englund special. That's not a line that was written. That was him saying, go, roll. I'm going to just say something. Yeah. Rewrite.
I have three.
Oh, God, what do you have?
They're not good.
What do you have? And you've got to give me the claw.
Let me see.
Otherwise,
okay,
you're
let me
not.
Get this right here.
Ah, there it is.
I biffed it.
Okay.
Got to do my warm ups. My warm ups are needlessly obnoxious. Got it. Okay. If Nikki thinks this is over, she's gravely mistaken.
Oh!
I was proud of it. It's all right. It was all
okay.
Right. Gravely mistaken. All right. This one is not very good. Nikki's secret ain't gonna stay buried, bitch. Yeah.
And then the last one is only if we can get a tie-in with one of the popular frozen pizza companies at the time.
Okay.
What do you want on your tombstone, bitch?
That's all I had. That's all I had.
But those, that was, and I will say, I think every other one-liner that Freddy has, I think he lands them all.
He does. That's right.
It's
I was
just this one.
I was so,
because the setup is
just
so
blown
good.
Away by the image.
Yes,
that I didn't even notice that the one-liner made no sense.
He gave me enough.
Yeah,
he gave me enough. But I was like, ooh, a little zhuzh on there. Next level.
And I'm totally cool with the idea that he's not in every episode, like in the entire episodes, because these Freddy pop-ups,
they're becoming it's like a Where's Waldo.
Dude, I can't even tell you. I just was like, this is my favorite thing.
You know what's great? I honestly, as I'm watching, I know I'm watching Freddy's Nightmares, but I forget that
you're watching Freddy's Night. You're just watching an anthology show or like some story.
And all of a sudden, hi, I'm a gravestone.
And it's great because it's like there are some Freddy movies, like Freddy's Dead. Freddy is in like every scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, more or less. Like maybe he disappears for like 30 minutes, but like too much Freddy is not a great idea. You know?
He's candy. He's candy. We're going to make ourselves sick.
Yes.
Yes.
So I love these. Oh, okay.
The gravestone. That was the moment we were before.
Incredible.
Before we started recording, we're like,
there's
stuff
something
happens.
That happens at this show.
We can't talk to each other, but we can't talk to each other. We should have known.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
That
I
died. I died.
Yeah, me too. But also, now I understand why the nunchucks existed earlier on. Because we get a karate scene in a nunchucks class.
It's karate time, baby. It's fucking karate time. Holy shit.
It's a dream sequence, right? That
it is a dream sequence.
What's the girl's name?
Nikki.
Nikki is having, and
Nikki has gone to this karate class to support her boyfriend Jay, and Jay and Dreamy David, they are sparring. They have a few passes, and Jay's got the upper hand. He wins the first bout, he wins the second bout, and on the third bout, David brings the thunder. Brandon, what?
Well, he says, he looks over at Nikki and he says, kill my girlfriend, I kill your boyfriend.
And then David fucking Mortal Kombat's him through the stomach.
And it's not just, okay. Oh. Just when you think it's just going to be a hand punching through a stomach, which is fucking crazy enough, it's holding some guts
out the back. I was like, David, he's not just a lover. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
He punched his fucking guts out. Holy shit. Amazing. There was a moment when it snapped to out of a dream sequence where I went,
oh,
but
no.
It,
okay, it's fine.
It gave me the thrill. And then I was like, you can't punch through a stomach.
You can't do that in real life.
But I kind of wanted it to happen. But I was like, oh, not Jay. But it was pretty dope. Kill my girlfriend, I kill your boyfriend. Shablam! Whoa.
It was awesome. By the way, what's the boyfriend's name? Jay.
Jay. Nikki's boyfriend
is Jay. Dude, I was looking at him. He looks like, what's that? William Peterson's son.
Yes. I could
William
see
Peterson.
That from Manhunter.
Yeah, he looks like him.
It does.
I wonder if it's...
Oh, shit, William Peterson. Oh, let me see.
Do you know what the actor's name is?
The actor's name is...
If it's William Peter's son, I'm going to shit.
William Peter... Anthony Barton.
Well, he could have taken somebody else's name.
Maybe. He's like, I don't want to ride my dad's coattails.
Yeah. One day he's going to be on one of those crime shows. You know, William Peterson's son was in my criminology class in
Pizza Boat.
that
was
him.
He
had a dream.
Oh my God.
We didn't record any of that for the show, so we're not even going to bother to fucking fill you in.
That's going to go on the bloopers. We'll go into 3 hours.
All right.
Let's see. So after karate class, we now get another car making out scene. Nikki and Jay are sitting in Jay's Trans Am. They're making out. Nikki has been seeing things. She saw this horrific karate class image. She's been seeing other things. She's worried she is losing her mind. It is downright Macbethian. And Jay's playing the sweet role, comforts her, starts making out. And she's like, I'm not really into it. And he's like, hey, that's okay. I'm sorry. Backs off. I was like, all right, okay, good. So that goes pretty quick. Nothing really crazy happens in that scene. There's a very, we go from there to a very, oh, I'm sorry, did you have any?
No.
We go from there to a very awkward encounter in the halls.
Got done with this dude. Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
Well, she just gets done with this boyfriend, and then she goes right up to Jay.
They just run into each other in the halls.
Yeah, to David. And she's like, hey, would you come over to my house tonight?
Please come over to my place. I was like, oh, Jay got her all riled up.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going
what
to
about
David.
Your boy? What about Jay? And she's like, he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't understand what I'm going through.
It's like,
you do. And he's like, no, I don't think so.
Shoots that. Jay's my friend.
Yeah.
Fucking David.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, bro.
And then she says something like,
come over to my house. We'll just sit and talk.
And then he says this is where like bad screenwriter is like, why don't you just ask Jay?
Oh,
and it's like,
yeah,
all of a sudden they're this close to being stuck in an infinite loop where they just keep repeating the same thing over and over to each other.
No, it's my improv nightmare. Well, we're going to have to work this out. Yeah, well, we got to figure out a way to work it out. Well,
we should work it out, though.
Yeah, but we're going to have to figure out how to work it out.
Okay, but in addition to that,
yeah,
we need to work it out.
Okay. Why don't you teach me how to do something?
Anyway, I got to go.
Yes, and all right.
Yes, and
so we arrive at Nikki's house.
Yeah.
I love her father so much. He is always disappointed, no matter what. And
he is obsessed with boys.
Brandon, I love you. I have something at the end. Let's plant that seed.
Yes.
That there's so much talk about, you've been hanging out with a lot of boys. Always disappointed. You boys are doing your podcast. Hmm? What's it about? Freddy's Nightmares? All right, great. Well, your mother and I have been waiting for you for some time.
Your
dinner is cold. They're having some kind of weird business meeting. We were expecting you hours ago. Nikki is late because she has been trying to get laid
by David.
Brandon, did you? So they have some guests over. Did you notice? What was it? The mother and father say, "Oh, this is Mr. So and So," and they go to salute a glass, but it. Did you see that look on Lori Petty? It's the ghost of Chris going like, with a really
so absurdly her face. But
perfect.
Jack.
Yeah, bud.
That scared me. I was so into this episode,
yes,
and I was like just in like such a good mood watching it.
Ring!
That when it cut to her zombie Lori Petty holding up a glass of
with a really creepy smile. Oh man, it's a mischievous and like, I'm gonna do something,
yes,
to you.
But also like showing off for the camera,
yeah,
in a way too. And like I went, oh, like I screamed.
Zombie Penny.
I screamed. I was so startled by it. Yeah,
because
mine jumps right into the dad.
I gotta get out of here. So she starts moving. Nikki is very Macbethy. She's seeing Lori Petty everywhere. The cook comes out with a carving knife, and we get another
zombie Petty
with a carving knife. Another cheeky,
yes,
little smile.
Yes.
The dad.
It's like a Tales from the Crypt. It's like haunted by these ghosts.
It's great stuff. And the dad comes. The dad comes in trying to get a hold of her. She runs off to her room. And this actually, I know this won't be too. I don't want to stay on this too much. There's actually a really neat shot. I'm sure you know all the technical terms. Did you notice? It's the shot where Nikki, right from there, she runs to her bedroom and she's freaking out. She slams the door and her trophies start, well, they start disappearing.
Yeah.
You know, she's, oh, I'm losing it. I'm not a winner.
Losing all my trophies.
Yeah.
I earned these.
And then her trophy that she won, the name, changes to Chris's name. And she's looking in a mirror. She knocks, and it's all one shot.
Yeah.
She knocks the trophy on the ground, reaches down to
camera
pick it up.
Pans down with her.
She comes back up, face to face with Lori Petty. So they did I don't know the term for it, but we got to see her back and what we thought was her reflection.
Yeah, that's called the old mirror match.
That's so cool, Brent. Oh, I thought it was like the Texas switch.
No, it's called the Candyman Kissaroo.
I like it. Candyman Beetlejuice Bloody Mary. The old Candyman Bloody Mary.
The old Floppy Gary.
But it's a nice little shot where
it is.
Know,
it's really
good. They do a switch. They do a really quick little. All right, replace Nikki with Chris. So
yes,
it all pans up. But yes, then so she drops her trophy, freaks out. Oh, then Chris, the little Evil Dead 2 grabs.
Just killed my girlfriend with a chainsaw.
Does that sound fine? and then disappointed dad comes in.
He is so upset because he thinks she's so busy doing jock jams. But he accuses her of hormones of causing her insanity. And he has a line that I was just like beside myself.
Shocked.
Yes.
First he starts with the, are you doing drugs?
Yeah.
And the first drug is PCP. Start there. LSD. Steroids.
Like all you jocks do.
You steroid using jock. Mom comes in and she's on drugs. And then, I love this dad so much. And then I think she runs out and the mother says, well, let's just, what is it? Let's just relax. We'll talk to her in the morning. Brandon, what does he
say? I didn't write it down. Oh, yeah. Did you write it down?
I got it. So she says, there's been the steroid use and everything. Let's talk to her in the morning. He goes, well, in the morning, she may be our son. Jesus Christ.
God, dude. Pump
your brakes, sir.
Holy shit,
what?
Man.
That's not how any of that works.
She might be a boy.
Because she's taking drugs.
She's taking those hormones.
Steroids. Weed.
She might turn into a boy overnight. He's so concerned with this notion that she's with boys, she's going to turn into a boy.
Well, he did say something like that where he's like, you know, that's the line in the next scene. I got it.
Yes, it's more payoff. It's a joke. Oh, it's the payoff to the joke, which is
beautiful.
Wonderful. Zombie Petty is very funny. She's a real teeth grinner. She's really showing off that grease paint on her teeth.
Oh.
She does this thing where she's like,
a little chatter.
Yeah. It's so dumb. And actually, I wasn't even sure if it was her.
Yes. There's a couple of shots where her jaw is distended a little
and her
bit.
Her cheeks are like puffier.
And I was like, did they do makeup or did they get
another? I couldn't tell. I was trying to look at her hair and I was like, but it looks like her hair.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it was her.
A little prosthetics of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's actually what Lori Petty looks like normally.
Oh, no. We got to shoot her from a very specific angle. She's got a good side.
She's got to have slow-mo on.
Oh, no.
But that does bring us to I think we're probably in agreement here that this is going to be our new mantra for the rest of our lives.
The breakfast scene, yes. With the mother. The mother again says, listen, so it's mom and dad and Nikki. They're at the breakfast table. Mom's going to try to reach out. And she says, look, we know you've been so busy with school and track meets. And the dad says, and boys. Just out of nowhere. It's so great.
Oh, and boys. Let's not forget the boys.
You've been busy.
It's
with
like
them.
The guy who keeps repeating a joke in front of the circle of friends. And everybody's like, no, we heard. It's just not funny.
We got it.
Do you have to keep saying it? Like, we heard you.
I'm going
to
say it again.
It's going to make everybody uncomfortable if we have to tell you that we heard you say it. Tickle him.
Oh, God.
You know, like, it's like that. Like, shut up. Jerry.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus Christ, dude, don't read the room. Oh, and boys,
you've been busy
with
Let's
boys.
Not leave that out.
To be fair,
I mean, so maybe you know what, Dad. I take it all back. I retract my entire argument.
In fact, I found this tape you made.
Oh,
I have copies of it just in case. Now you'll notice when you watch the tape, I've zoomed in on the boys.
Look at this boy here.
Look at this boy.
That's a bad boy. You're hanging out with bad boys.
You've never brought that boy over to this house, have you?
Who's this boy?
Boys.
I'm just going to call them boy one, boy two, boy wonder, boy three.
Ooh. Now, this David, he's a good boy.
I would say he's a boy. I don't know about that J. Although, three letters, last letter in his name is a Y. Why? Like he's a boy. Boy. He'd be best friends with Angus Scrimm from Phantasm.
Boy!
The dad's like, yes, finally, someone gets it.
And then Kratos from God of War.
Boy.
Oh, but welcome to the Boycast.
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 Boycast. Boycast.
Boys.
Okay.
Really quick. This is not interesting. And I know pointing out continuity errors is not the you don't want to do like, oh, at this moment, the glass is half full.
Yeah.
Did you notice a really noticeable, did you notice a continuity error in the breakfast scene?
What? No.
Give it another look. It just made me giggle because I caught it and I went, wait, what? Chris's ghost makes Nikki leave the breakfast table. Nikki pushes her chair back and exits. The chair it's just pushed back. It's regular. She leaves the shot. The interesting thing is it's the table and then the empty chair, mom and dad. So it's like a third of the shot. The chair is up. They have the reaction shot of the mom, of the dad, and then they cut back to the kind of wide shot.
Yeah,
the chair is completely on the floor. It's bizarre.
So there must have been a
different take where she
now does she leave in that master shot?
She leaves in the master, and the chair is upright.
So there's just a second take.
Yes,
where she dialed it back a little bit
and left
it, and that's what they used.
Yes,
because they're like, well, you're supposed to save it for the close up.
Yeah.
But this actress is gung ho. I mean, she must have been
threw the chair back.
Yeah, she was 100% in.
See, it goes from
scene.
Here. She leaves.
That's great.
It cuts to them, and when it cuts back, the chair.
See, that's a little insight into like actors and how they work. That's pretty fascinating thing to notice.
I liked it. It just jarringly. It's kind of fun to see an empty chair cut away, cut back.
This is like on the floor.
It's like, oh, the chair died.
That's insane.
So
no, our mantra, Jack.
Oh.
Bullet, missile, rocket, bullet, missile, rocket, bullet, missile, rocket. She's going fucking crazy.
Something about this pendant inspires the bullet, missile, rocket because Lori Petty said it before. There was nobody else there. She knows about the bullet, missile, rocket. Do you know what she
yeah,
wants?
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh.
You're right.
This pendant. The pendant.
This crystal. Freddy's crystal.
Oh, my God.
Freddy's magic crystal.
Bullet, missile, rocket.
Could you imagine if Freddy had, instead of claws, knives, he had crystals?
And he would read your fortune?
Yes.
Or like, what do you do with crystals?
Your death line's a lot longer than it should be.
What?
Why do you say that?
Because you're dead meat, bitch!
It's gone!
Stabbed with crystals, the things
shit.
I love the most.
Amazing. They practically write themselves.
She has a dream sequence where she's running at night.
Yes.
And this was actually good. This was really creepy to me.
Highly effective.
Yes.
Especially, but the fact that this whole thing is about running and about Nikki versus Chris. Who is faster? Who is faster? Nikki takes off after her bullet missile rocket.
Yes. Running down the neighborhood Elm Street at night.
Yeah.
Don't
do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, guys. That's Freddy territory.
There's some shit going on Elm Street, because you noticed.
Scary. There's thrill killers out there. There's weird doctors.
Nurse leather daddies are out there. Crazy crystals.
But she's walking, and all of a sudden she starts to hear footsteps. Gangly. Wild flailing arms and feet, smack, 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 smack. Somebody's running after her.
Phantom jogger. It's fucking. It was scary.
Yeah, I did not like that.
And again, it was designed. She like
she
runs,
emerges
she,
out
yeah,
of the.
Yeah, and she comes from behind her, and then goes back, and she's like disappears. It was fucking creepy, and she's like in shadows, and that is kind of a scary dude.
Oh, no.
Today,
yeah, bud.
I was taking my morning walk in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I live in a very suburban part of town, and it's very safe, It's a beautiful neighborhood. Trees line the streets, overhang everything. Anyway, mid-century modern houses. It could be Elm Street. I'm doing my morning walk. It's morning. It's beautiful. Birds are out chirping, flirping, and I'm walking, and I've got my coffee, sipping my coffee, listening to like a podcast. I don't know what I was doing. I forget. And I walk past a house, and there's a guy is coming out of a house. He doesn't live there. He doesn't live at the house.
Okay.
And he's a little dirty. He looks like a gardener. We have people that garden the neighborhood, people hire gardeners in my neighborhood. They don't really do their own yards for whatever. Okay. So, not me. I'm the fucking guy who's out there doing it all. Well, actually, Kara is.
I make my wife do it.
I make her. That's what the woman should be doing.
Get out there.
So I'm walking, and I see this guy, and I wave to him. Hey. And he, like, waves at me, mm-hmm. puts his hands up, and he comes out of the house, and I'm keep walking. I walk down the hill a little bit, and I start to turn around, like, go around this curve, and I look, and he's following me.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what are you? I'm just like thinking, like, you're the gardener there. Like, why are you using this time to take a walk around the block? And it's kind of coincidental that you're doing it at the same time that I am. He followed me for a substantial amount of time, keeping a distance behind me. But, and I'm just like, I was just creeped out. Like he wasn't being sinister or anything, but like
being followed naturally, you are unsure.
Yeah. And I have my earbuds in, so like I can't hear. And I'm like, I start picturing, I'm like I'm going, okay, he's that far away. I turn back and I see him. And then I turn forward, and I'm not going to be the guy. I'm not going to keep looking back at him suspiciously.
Right, right.
Like, well, fuck you, dude. What's wrong with you? Yeah. He's just, who knows what he's up to? He's not, certainly not out for danger. But then I'm like, well, what if he just charges me? And I turn around, and it's like moment in, like, in Us, or in Get Out, when that guy just charges at him, you know? And I'm like, what if that happened? And I'm like, oh! So, anyway, wrap up the story. He caught up with me and he murdered me.
Oh, Brandon, are you a ghost?
No, I'm dead. Yeah, I'm dead. Yeah, sorry, boo.
That's what those. Oh no, Brandon's been seeping blood this whole episode.
But it's weird because the Phantom Jogger in the movie last night. And you look exactly like the girl. I look just like Nikki, and it was Lori Petty was the gardener.
Did the gardener walk after you?
Yeah, he was
like a Muppet trying to run.
Like when the Muppets just go like flailing.
Kermit gets really excited. Lori, do you think, think economy of motion. Pump the arms. Try to keep the head level with the horizon.
I don't know anything about economics. Just action.
Holy shit. So she is being chased. She takes off as hard as she can in quite literally a race for her life.
Kara says in that moment, she's like, don't worry about it.
You're going to win.
You're going to win.
You're going to be faster.
You're going to outrun her.
Dude, please have Kara watch
Kara's
every
just shit-talking this running the whole time. That's great.
This dumb bitch. Oh, that's amazing.
Well, this leads us to our Grand Guignol moment here at the end, where she gets back to her room. She thinks she's
Someone's at the window.
Yep. I thought maybe it was going to be Freddy, just because there's been surprises all over here, but it wasn't. It's
David.
It's David. The good boyfriend comes in.
She did say, "Come over and let's talk,"
and he did.
David comes in,
but he doesn't look too pleased.
He's pretty. He's not. He's being stern with her.
He is fulfilling Zombie Petty's
oath. Sex oath.
Sex oath.
She did. She said, "Avenge me.
Kill for me,
and I'll give you the old."
So he attempts to kill her. And it doesn't go so well for him.
Does not. He grabs that trophy, gonna take it back because it's Chris's. Nikki grabs the trophy and just starts braining him with it.
And blood spraying on her.
Screaming out, I'm a winner! I'm a winner! Winner!
And blood is spraying.
I'm a winner! Smack!
Blood spraying again. I'm like, holy fuck! I can't believe this is on TV. Like, it's awesome.
I was heartbroken that David,
oh.
But we cut to the body. It was a hallucination. But, oh, did you?
What?
Brandon, did you catch? It's not David. It's Jay. I'm dead serious. Nikki grabs it, beats him to death with it, but it was not David. It's Jay.
I didn't notice.
Bud, watch that ending because she even says, Jay?
Oh my God, I didn't notice. I was too busy distracted by the hilarious joke.
By
the little
button. So I'll set it up, and if you wouldn't mind spiking with the dad's line. So, yes, she's beating what she thinks is David to death with the trophy. I earned this. I'm a winner. Spray with blood. I'm a winner. Blood, blood, blood. She calms down, looks. It's her boyfriend. She's beaten Jay to death. And then we hear her father's voice after this act of violence say,
there are not any boys in there, are there?
That's the moment I fell in love with her father.
I wrote, funny joke.
I was like, a nice little stinger.
Just because it can get better, it can continually get better.
Who winds up with that trophy?
Freddy Krueger has been watching in the wings again, as per every episode.
He was not in the closet this time.
Yeah, that's true. I guess
I think
he wasn't.
He's just kind of like, how does he get that trophy?
I'll tell you how. He's standing by a door, and his claw hand is open, and the trophy drops from the air, and he catches it without looking at it, grabs the trophy, beautiful, and says, as Nikki Ryan will tell you, even dead jocks can make a comeback. But he catches the trophy with an open claw.
And,
Rob, he just cannot help himself, can
he? Rob, he's got an oral fixation.
Licks blood off the top, but then,
and then
he goes, like he's surprised that it tastes good.
It's not bad.
Jack, Freddy offers us blood from his finger.
That's right. He extends out to the camera.
Tastes it like, this is fucking good.
Oh,
delicious.
This is
shit.
Great blood.
This is great blood, bitch.
And at first, I it did take me a moment to realize, oh, the trophy is covered in blood.
I said, what's he licking? And Kara is the one who goes,
smart.
The blood from the trophy
smart.
When she beat him to death.
Yeah,
like,
the first time I went, why the fuck? It really threw me for a loop. I'm like, why is he fucking licking a trophy? He already tongued a crystal. Now he's licking a trophy. I was like, oh.
Well, that's why it wasn't weird to me, because I was like, well, he deep throats a crystal. Of course he's going to try to fucking, finger bang a trophy.
Oh, my God.
But I was... I didn't put it together either until
amazing.
Until my wife very calmly was like, idiot.
Brandon.
It's because he got brained with the trophy, obviously. I was like, oh.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Now
thank
get
you,
back
dear.
In that garden.
Yeah.
Now go out. And she's like, no, Brandon.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, fine.
That's okay. Well, Jack. What an episode. And then, of course, it ends there with Freddy, and we go into the music. We need to rank this episode. Oh, before we do that, what's your favorite thrill in this episode? Anything that stood out?
Goodness, we talked about so much. I gotta say, this episode gave us so much. The one that truly took me aback, it was the head start finish line.
I'm with you 100%.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that head sailing, the body, and such a simple effect. The actors just got their head tucked down, but you see that body still trying to move.
Oh, God.
Horrific.
But the best image is Freddy, Freddy's headstone.
Freddy's head.
Ooh,
Brandon, gold over there.
All right, so let's rate this thing. Now we're
speaking of puns on titles.
We've been debating how we're going to do this rating system, and we've a very archaic, very complicated system in the last two episodes, and we're still trying to get it down. We're still trying to kind of work it out, but we have decided, instead of ranking these movies on a scale of like 1 to 6, based on like the perceived notions of what people's opinions are of the movies. I mean, that's really out there.
Because a lot of people might be like, "What? Why isn't the original Nightmare on Elm Street
here?
Yeah,
I don't like any of the sequels, like, or you're going to be a person who's like, obviously Freddy's Dead is the best one.
Freddy's Dead? Fuck you guys.
What the fuck? I'm fucking the shit. I thought these people liked Freddy. So we decided that we're going to try out this thing where we say, you know, I just don't think so far so good, right? So it's going to be, we just said, how about we do like three or maybe four?
Maybe four. So we can get, yeah, we're like, if it, this could be a Dream Master, but only if there might be something else that's even better.
There might be. So we're reticent to call something a Dream Master, but then we're like, so what's the next step down? And we think something that just kind of like kicks ass.
Yeah.
And takes names would probably be a Dream Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And then we think that something that doesn't quite stick the landing, mm-hmm. Well, without getting into it too much, I think we both kind of agree that Wes Craven's movies don't always stick the landing.
Not always.
In fact, you could say something about his movies every time you watch it and it occurs. You could say every what do you got?
No. I thought you had something.
You
where...
could say that's so Craven.
That's so Craven.
Brandon.
Okay, but
that's the one.
That's not mine.
No. I didn't know where you were leading. That was lovely.
But so we're thinking maybe like Jack. You were saying it's a Wes. What is it? A Wes Craven's New Nightmare, we could call it.
Wes Craven's Not Quite There?
Yeah.
That's so Craven.
Okay. And then the lowest ranking thing, and we are happy to report, would be, and we haven't had one of these, would be a Freddy's Dud. So that's kind of where we're at.
And what's interesting, we've seen the 43rd worst rated, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. Right now, it's in the top three.
Amazing.
So, Dream Master,
yep.
Dream Warriors. That's so Craven or Wes Craven's not quite there.
And Freddy's Dud.
So, where does this one fall for you? Where does this rank for you?
I gotta say, man, it could feasibly be a Dream Master, but for right now, we gotta keep feeling this series out. Dream Warrior.
Okay, I'm with you.
Awesome.
Dream Warriors through and through.
My goodness.
Dream Warriors times two is what I'm writing in the ratings on it. Carving it into this tablet for permanence.
Like, up next, now we have not seen this episode, but I did was look at some titles. I just want to know what we're in store for. The next episode, Freddy's Tricks and Treats. That title, I'm so excited.
All I can... Now, what do we think it's about?
Oh!
Freddy's name is in...
the title.
The title, which makes me think that we're going to get an All Freddy episode.
There's only a few of them.
Oh, my God. Is it going to be that early?
I forget the number, but I think there's only like...
You said something shocking.
Yeah, I think it's like
seven.
I think it's like seven or
maybe
nine.
Maybe even less than that.
It's like seven out of 44. But you know what? Brad, you just went cross-eyed. This episode?
Would this have been one of them?
I don't think...
No, because he just pops up.
You know what's nice? I'm okay with this.
Dude,
come out of that fryer. Grab a pendant and suck it.
Yes, I'm fine with it.
It's lovely.
Be a head on a tombstone painted gray. Like the
Brandon,
tombstone.
Brandon, there's 41 more chances. What do you... How fucking crazy are we about to get?
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
I hope I see
Freddy's... What would you like to see Freddy as?
There was... Do you remember when there were, like... When the first Batman came out in 1989, and they put out the toy line,
yes,
and they gave the Joker a vehicle,
yes,
the Joker's vehicle shot a face of the Joker,
yes,
off of the front of the motorcycle.
Yep,
I want to see a motorcycle or train
that's
with Freddy's face on it.
I want Freddy to be a
or a truck, like in Maximum Overdrive.
Oh,
instead of the Green Goblin,
gosh.
It's Freddy. So I'm Jack. I'm okay. I want to see it on a motorcycle. I'm okay if it's on a train.
Hey, put it on a train, little train splitter. All aboard, bitch! Choo choo, dick.
All right. Well, I cannot wait.
My
goodness. For this next episode. This just keeps getting better and better. Well, thanks for listening. That was a long one.
So we missed our goal by an hour, but yep. You know what? It was worth every moment.
We promise we'll keep trying to work on it, but we're not going to make any promises that there's going to be a change. Okay?
We'll give it our best shot.
This is a long form cast. I'm sure we can come up with a name for it. But how could you want anything less? How could you expect us to take any less time to talk about this show?
Try to watch the image of that headstone and try to just go, oh yeah, he's a headstone. All right, moving on.
Yeah, and no, then try to move on from it. We haven't gotten over it. We're still talking about it. It's been over 2 hours. We're still talking about it.
We missed it by an hour.
All right, well, this is Welcome to Primetime Bitch, Freddy's Nightmares Podcast. I'm Brandon Windisch.
I'm Jack Holloway. Hey, say goodnight, bitch.
Goodnight, bitch.
Thanks for listening to Primetime Bitch. It means so much to Brandon, Jack, and your old pal Freddy, especially me. I fade from existence if you collectively forget about me, so I need the attention. Speaking of, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at welcometoprimetimepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate and review. It helps make this show a dream come true, rather than a waking nightmare. Will Brandon and Jack be able to make it out of Freddy's nightmares? You'll have to tune in to the next episode of Primetime Bitch to see. Until then, pleasant dreams. Ah!